This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so let's start here. Forget about you watching Dallas and the emotional tug and pull. They lost. They've lost three in a row.
They stunk.
All of the buzzards, locally and nationally. I was listening to the Junkies this morning, and they were talking a lot about Cliff Kingsbury and how I think it was EB that basically had decided that basically it was Cliff Kingsbury and how he could just gladly move on and all this stuff.
Well, I heard a bit. I saw it on Twitter and love the Junkies, right?
They're your favorite morning show.
My favorite morning show. There was the bit they were talking about, like, replacing Cliff Kingsbury halfway through the season next year with, like, pick your favorite OC.
Right. Oh, I thought it was replace him now. I was casually listening.
I was reading the State King's tweets. That's
okay.
The State King is...
All right.
That's whose tweets I get on my timeline. But the Junkies, the fans, everyone might as well be thrown into one big bucket right now. Because for the life of me, every time I cut on the radio, whether it's a fan, whether it's one of our colleagues, it feels like everybody is jumping down Cliff Kingsbury's throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you, if you watch the – first of all, let's not hyperbolize what's going on here. There's a two-game stretch of ugliness offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia and Dallas. Anybody who watched Pittsburgh and said that was an ugly offensive performance, I think, and you're blaming the coordinator, you're really out of touch with reality. Pittsburgh, I chalk it up to lack of execution more so than anything.
Yeah, I would agree.
Drops, Thursday against Philadelphia.
Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh was a little sloppy at times, but it was much, much better.
It's sloppiness,
than Philadelphia,
but it's not.
And Dallas.
It's sloppiness, but it's not sloppiness that I'm attributing to the coordinator. That is my anger. That is where my frustration lies. We have our heads so far up our ass as a fan base that this offense falters for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. two games. And we act as if the sky is falling.
Mm-hmm.
I got dumb Dan Orlovsky on NFL Live talking about dumb Dan.
Dan Orlovsky was his favorite analyst this summer.
Now, look, I respect Dan Orlovsky, but damn, one of his points was, Jaden, you've got a Terry's got one-on-one coverage, and there's no safety over the top, so you got to give him the one-on-one opportunity. Damn the front side of the concept. Forget what Cliff Kingsbury drew up. Forget where all of your options are. Just go throw it to Terry. And then all of you on Twitter, see, Dan said throw it to Terry. Dan said throw it to Terry. I give a rat's ass what Dan Orlovsky has to say at this moment. It's very clear the issue right now with the Commanders offense, and if you've played football at any level, you understand that when you're struggling to the degree that they're struggling, it's not one entity that is responsible for the struggling.
That's obvious.
Like, we have to get past that. And then I look at the frustration that we all have directed at Cliff Kingsbury, to me, is so misguided and so unwarranted. And it's what we do here in D.C.
All right, let me jump in and bounce this off of you. You are correct. Let's start with that.
Chris Russell?
Relax. You are correct, absolutely, on that point. However, I don't think that's relegated just to D.C. I think we, as a sports fan nation, and that sounds like a stupid show on ESPN or FS1, we as a sports fan nation are the dumbest human beings alive on planet Earth, and we blame coaches, like I've always said, like they, on Sunday mornings, can open up the back compartment door of the robot and pre-program wires and go to get them to play a certain way, and then close the compartment door, put the pads on, put the uniform on, and send them out onto the field to be gridiron warriors. Okay? And that's the problem, that it is the lowest. I say this all the time, and I mean this with total sincerity. It is the lowest common denominator that fans and a lot of media types can get their arms around, is to blame the head coach or the offensive or the defensive coordinator. Silly. And I would say 80% of the time, if not more, they have absolutely zero clue what they're talking about. Zero. And that's not just fans. That means people in the media, print, digital, TV, radio, whatever form, national, local, whatever form. I hear it. I see it all the time. People, football is played by human beings. And coaches, the last time I checked, which was like, I don't know, yesterday, maybe Monday night, coaches don't go between the white lines.
No, they're actually, hell of a concept, Chris. They're actually forbidden from going in between the white lines. I don't know. I know some of that to you, it's a foreign concept. But damn, it's so infuriating to read some of the commentary online, to hear some of you call in to your favorite radio shows. We love you all. We love you all. I just wish you weren't stupid.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. I love all of you.
It's funny because a lot of people say that about me. I love you. I just wish you weren't stupid. You know, I wish you weren't a jackass.
But that's kind of how I look at it, man. And I've had the last couple of days to sit on this, and I've done as much homework after a game as I've done all year long, because I feel like Sunday was the most important game of the season relative to where this team was, relative to where this team wants to get. We got a lot to get to in 3 hours. We'll discuss playoff chances. But right now, I'm on Cliff Kingsbury, and I'm on the offense, because I feel like not only is he being overly blamed, he's being used as a scapegoat. Scapegoat for what? Poor performance from guys that we've been accustomed to getting great performances out of. Tyler Biadasz, Sam Cosmi, Nick Allegretti. Last time I checked, Cliff Kingsbury didn't get his ass whipped by Micah Parsons on two interior rushes. Last time I checked, right, Cliff Kingsbury didn't miss the block on the first play of the game. It damn near broke Brian Robinson's fibula. Tyler Biadasz, first play of the game, they're running inside zone. He's got to reach the defensive tackle. Guess what he doesn't do? Doesn't step to the right quick enough. And the next thing you know, Brian Robinson's folded up like a cheap suit. So the next time you all want to come out and blame Cliff Kingsbury, be objective and look at this thing big picture. Because a lot of what I'm hearing is one person says one thing and then people add on to it. And it's groupthink. Well, and that's what I get sick of. Because we had this happen during the draft. And there are still people running around who want to see Jaden fail to stroke their own ego. And like, that's – I'm caught up in the semantics, of course. I'm not even focused on what really matters.
Listen,
like,
groupthink is going to happen, right?
No, it shouldn't happen.
People are going to hear what we say, and they're either going to accept it or they're going to reject it. And I think, you know, I think that is the power and the influence of media. What I'm always fascinated by, what I'm always surprised by, is how angry fans get at Cliff Kingsbury, to use this example, over the last two, three games, whatever it is. If you want to dismiss the Pittsburgh game, maybe some do, some don't.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After praising his ass for 9 weeks.
Oh, Cliff, you weren't stupid.
Oh, Cliff, you're the best. Oh, Cliff, I want to marry you. Oh, Cliff, you're the smartest. Like, he went from being the sharpest tool in the shed to being the dumbest village idiot in the world in 3 games. And that's all because of the number nerds and the analytics amigos that throw out their stupid-ass numbers about how he was a head coach at Texas Tech 18 years ago, how he was this, how he was that, with zero context. And I'm telling you, I used a couple of numbers from Ian Hartitz yesterday, and I don't know why. I couldn't sleep last night because I used numbers from a stupid analytic amigo, from a stupid number knucklehead who's just screaming with no context, who's just blaming Cliff Kingsbury because Cliff Kingsbury had a history with Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals with zero rhyme or reason, zero nuance, but zero context. Oh, by the way, Ian Hartitz, did you know that Kyler Murray stopped working?
Yeah.
That Kyler Murray stopped studying film? That Kyler Murray was a baby? Did you know that Cliff Kingsbury got so tired of Kyler Murray's ass that he couldn't wait to get fired?
That's truth.
Did you know that?
That's truth.
And like, did you know that, Neil Greenberg?
Well, love Neil, but this is my thing with the...
See, now you got me all fired up.
Well, because you should be fired up, because this is what we do. We really grind tape. We really watch stuff. So I don't just pull stats out of my ass without context. I'm watching every week the All 22. Well, I look at the TV copy.
But you're also not saying that Cliff Kingsbury is not to blame at all.
But that's the thing.
We're both acknowledging that, he's clearly part of the problem right now.
But that's my bigger thing. Let's stop trying to isolate it to one individual thing. Let's not be lazy. And let's put our thinking caps on and understand that, if the offense that came out like gangbusters the first 9 weeks, if there's some sort of regression, there wasn't one singular reason why they were great. So, for sure, there's not going to be one singular reason why they're struggling.
Correct.
And I think the same people who think that there's one singular reason why they're struggling, probably the same people that think there was one singular reason why it was working. And I think now that it's not working, you're all trying to point your finger at one thing. There's not one solution.
And there could be one thing more than another in terms of, like, if you're looking at it from a blame pie perspective or a problem pie.
I don't like pie.
I'm just saying.
I like cheesecake.
We know that you don't like pie.
The chocolate pie that you bought was awful.
We know that you don't like pie. We know that you don't like certain kinds of pizza.
What are you trying to wonder how I got fat if I don't like those things?
Is that what you were going to say? I'm not wondering. I mean,
You just know what happened to me. You just know how I gained 40 pounds in this.
You might want to check with Doc. He's very concerned about that. Okay,
I mean, he's my weight loss advisor, according to you people.
But my point is, like yesterday, I asked Doc, and you know, he did sort of give an answer. Like, I think the lack of availability of Brian Robinson
Huge.
Has hurt this offense the most out of anything.
Huge.
So am I isolating and saying it's Brian Robinson's fault or that situation? Yes, I am. But I'm saying that's more, slightly more than the other problems. And when you put it all together, it's a bigger problem, but it's not a Cliff Kingsbury problem just because 7 years ago when he was at Texas Tech and Stump Merrill was his quarterback or Graham Merrill, whatever his name was his quarterback, and he struggled in November and December as guys were injured and his things fell apart and whatever, and we're asking 19-year-old men to be 29-year-old men. Like, stop with the stupid analytics. Yeah. Stop with the stupid statistics to show everything with no context, no nuance, no rhyme, no reasoning, no evidence, no nothing other than here, Cliff Kingsbury in games 9 through 16. Cliff Kingsbury in November and December sucks. Cliff Kingsbury is a village idiot. Cliff Kingsbury forgot how to coach. In September and October, he was great. But in November and December, Cliff Kingsbury fell off the stupid tree.
That's just, it's not real. But the one thing to me that, like, we don't spend enough time talking about, it feels like we want to point at Cliff. But, like, over the last couple of days, I've gone back and looked at the quarterback under the microscope. Mm. And the quarterback's as much to blame as anybody. But
I want you to save that. Yeah. I want you to save that because that's a hell of a tease. I want you to save that.
I will, but
we'll dig into that.
I don't hate him. I love him.
That's fine.
He's the guy that I want to lead the franchise.
You don't have to hate him to be critical of him. Something that we also lose sight of in this town.
I'm trying to talk to the fans. That's it.